John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Game 2, Yankees versus the Astros. Paxton versus Verlander. Yanks take Game 1. Pressure's on Houston to take Game 2. Lot going on. Jake, how are you doing on this fine Sunday evening?
Doing well, James. The football's been a decent distraction from the game a little bit, and the pressure does feel off Yankee land a little bit. I mean, technically, worst case, we split at home. Verlander's out there today. The pressure is on Houston. It'll be interesting to see what Paxton's got. Biggest game of his career, and the big news that came out, Giancarlo Stanton not in the starting lineup. That has Yankees Nation a little on edge, and I mean, who's not watching this Denver Broncos Tennessee Titans game right now, too? So that's taking the edge off for a lot of people. But I'm doing all right.
Stanton's not in the lineup. That's the biggest news. So I will give you the lineup right away. DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing first base. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Gleyber Torres in the three hole again, playing second base. Swinging Edwin Encarnacion, DHing in the cleanup spot. Brett Gardner, five hole, playing center field. Gary moves up to the six hole for the first time this postseason. Urshela, seven. Maben, eight. Didi, nine. No Stanton. That's the news. We're waiting on Boone's press conference to find out if it's an injury or if it's just stats based. His stats versus Verlander are bad, but they're nine plate appearances, and that's all it is. And who even knows when they happened? They've both been in the league so long, you know?
And there's guys with worse stats, too. I mean, Edwin Verlander has his number over a much larger sample size. So there's a strong lean that it's something injury-related. I think the question would be, what is it? I mean, did Giancarlo feel something? And they're like, well, we kind of want to throw Maben out there anyways for defensive purposes, and he's been given some good at-bats. Or is it like, you know, something's up? Like get Tyler Wade on the first flight out. So we'll know maybe during this Prigham show.
Yeah, so Stanton's stats, he's got 9 plate appearances, 8 at-bats, 1 hit, which was a home run. 2 RBIs, 5 strikeouts. Let's see when all this happened, though, because that's kind of what I'm shooting.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing, you know, he homered yesterday. The lineup is 4-0. I don't think.
It seems like injury to
this
me.
This doesn't feel hunch related.
Seems injury related. Or if they're like, hey, Paxton's a fly ball pitcher and we're going to need our best outfield out there for Paxton's 2 times through the rotation, and it's like the reverse. As soon as Paxton's out, Stan's going to pinch hit and then play until Hicks comes in to replace him. But it very much seems injury related, and that sucks. His stats are from 3 at-bats in 2013, 3 at-bats in 2016, and 3 at-bats in 2018. There's no regularity there. You're not making a decision based off that history at all.
And not for nothing, I will say, and again, this could be proven wrong any minute, but a lot of good righty hitters for Houston. Paxton on the mound, a tendency for fly balls. Stanton hasn't been moving well. No. And I think that's not obnoxious. That's just a fact. It hasn't been exposed yet or anything. I think one of the first playoff games, there was a ball just out of Stanton's reach, that dive. I think Arias hit a double. You know, if there's something saying that a lot of balls could be going to left field tonight, you could see some logic where Cameron Maben is the play, because Stanton is nicked up. But that it feels like we're reaching a little bit there.
Cameron Maybin has 4 plate appearances versus Verlander. No hits, but 2 walks. A 500 on base percentage. Again,
swimming in his head.
Not enough to move the needle at all. The walks came in 2017 when Verlander was on the Tigers.
Those were good at bats, though. I remember those.
Maybe they were teammates, so maybe Maybin and Verlander made a deal that if I ever face you in the postseason, you have to give me only fastballs. And Maybin went up to Boone and was like, yo, Boone, I've got something to tell you.
I mean, I'm ready to read it in the book 10 years from now that Cameron Maybin came into the Yankees dugout today and was like, coach, I'm all over this dude. You're going to want to bench Stanton today. I got Verlander on lock.
Stan, here's the news. Booney says, listen, gee, Maven's got a pretty good feeling. And Stan's like, oh, okay. I need to know.
That's just how this works.
Cam feels good. I'm out.
I had no idea Cam felt good.
Who am I to deny this?
Maybe it's like a Petey Remember the Titans thing. With Ryan Gosling.
Put Petey in. He's better.
If you want, it's your spot. You go tell him. Big hug. Okay, we're dreaming. Stan's probably hurt.
Stan's probably hurt. Hey, what's going on with Hicks? Why is he on the roster?
That's the other thing in this that, again, hopefully it becomes something we laugh at. But Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Hicks are on the roster, on the bench, while Cameron Maybin starts in left field. Hey, be a fucking magical moment if he got a yard shot or an RBI double or something today.
Wow, so you're taking him in the homer draft?
No, but that's preview.
Oh, that's preview. Okay, just preview. Jesus. Got excited. Hey, the Astros made some changes in their lineup as well, Jake. They got Springer, Brantley, Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Gurriel, Correa, Chirinos, and Reddick? No. Kyle Tucker? No. Mariznick, the catcher killer. That's rude. He probably wouldn't like being called that because he felt really bad about it. Sorry. Sorry, Mariznick. But he takes over in center field, which moves Springer to right field. It's better defense for them, but also they're just scrounging really for anyone to do anything because Reddick was bad. I mean, Tucker got a hit yesterday, but I don't think they're relying on him. And Mariznick has very odd numbers versus Paxton, Jake. Because he's got a 440 on base percentage and a 960 OPS. Both good, right?
Yeah.
He's also got 10 strikeouts and 21 at-bats.
He's swinging. Going for it when he's up there, yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. I brought up his splits this year, and he's kind of worse versus lefties. Career, he's slightly better. I mean, still like below average. Career versus lefties, he's got a 701 OPS. I will say this. He's a special defensive player. This year, he hit 233 with a 289 OBP. He still had a 1.2 war in limited action. What he can do in center field is pretty special. But it's an interesting decision. I guess the numbers versus Paxton are defense, and they've been using him as a defensive replacement anyways. So they figured, screw it, let's try it, and maybe we'll get something from him. I don't know. I don't. Is there anything to needing Mariznick's defense out there for Verlander? Like, no, right?
No, Verlander just strikes everyone out.
Tries to. I think when he does, I think it's fly ball related. But I think Mariznick is more so. Reddick's been struggling, and they don't want to risk Tucker versus the lefty.
Verlander led the league in home runs given up by a guy named Justin.
Yeah?
Yeah, easily. He blew him out of the water.
Wasn't even close.
I had a theory here that every time Stan homers, he gets injured. Because remember when he came back in June, he homered, and then he got injured the next game? He homered yesterday, and now he's injured. It's like, maybe don't homer. But that's his whole goal. So it's kind of a mind fuck for him.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting when that information comes out. Not super exciting. Not a ton of Justins currently in Major League Baseball.
No. Name another.
Well, it looks like Justin Dunn got the call for the Mariners this year. Justin Anderson is on the Angels. Justin Bour.
Smoke.
So we got Justin Smoke. Justin Turner. But no, Verlander easily most home runs given up by Justin.
One, without a doubt. Congrats, loser.
Loser.
Okay, what do you want to do next? What's their strategy going to be against Verlander? It's a catch-22. We've talked about this a lot. If we have any new listeners in here, these are your options. Work the count to get to the bullpen, but Verlander probably mows you down because if you let him get deep into a count, he strikes you out.
It doesn't matter anyways because they let him throw 120 pitches if he's right.
Or attack early. That's your best chance to get runs, but you keep his pitch count significantly lower. Probably don't see the bullpen unless you're very successful with that approach. I think we're going to see the Yankees attack early. I think they're confident in themselves. And if they say, hey, if you attack early, you probably get tack on some runs. And they say, yeah, we'll do that and we'll succeed. So I think they're going to try and spot some first pitch fastballs, second pitch fastballs, be aggressive in the count early, first time through. And then we'll see if they stick with it or make any changes. But that's my guess. And it's just a guess.
It'll be interesting to watch. I think if you're Boone before the game, I don't think they're saying like attack instantly. I think they're saying the same stuff, control the zone, et cetera, et cetera. I think there will be a slight emphasis. If he throws you something in the zone, swing at it. Because if you do get two strikes, you're basically fucked. So we'll see. I think what's interesting for me, we talked about Brett Gardner having kind of a rough day yesterday. He technically slides up to the five slot. Gary ekes up a spot, or Shella ekes up a spot. I don't know. That Yankee window, the Edwin Gardy Gary window, we've had the two guys that were hurt that haven't really shown their fully back yet and getting split up by Uncle Brett. That's going to be the interesting window because DJ Judge and Glaber are locked in and they're going to give you an at bat. They're going to get beat a couple times by Verlander because that's how it works. But that second window there is the interesting one for me.
The second time through the order?
Well, no, just the Edwin Gardy Gary lane. Because Urshela's swinging a good bat. He looks good. Maben's the wild card. And Didi actually has decent numbers versus Verlander. I mean, they're the bottom three guys in the lineup for a little bit of a reason when you compare them to guys with Gary and Edwin's track record. But I think that middle third of the Yankee lineup is going to have a big factor on how Justin Verlander's day ends up looking.
Well, we already know what Uncle Edwin's doing. We figured it out. Who fixed Sean McLaughlin on the podcast last night? And if you don't know, you don't know. You're not privy to that information. But
yeah, sorry.
Sorry. That's not a pregame show thing. It's a podcast thing. And Sean McLaughlin figured it out. Edwin's about to go off. It was a really smart move by him. Proud of him. DJ has good numbers versus Verlander. Didi has good numbers. And Gardy has good numbers for Gardy. Like the OPS isn't there, but the on-base percentage is not bad. Glaber in 12 at-bats, really bad. Judge, really bad. Gary, really bad. So those are the guys we got to see how they handle this and what they're doing. Yeah, kill a cam. Go out there and swing that stick, babe.
Might as well. Talk about playing with house money.
What do you think about the Astros lineup? What do you think about Paxton? I had a theory about first inning for both these pitchers. I think if both these pitchers can get through the first, we may have a real cool pitcher's duel on our hand. But they both have to get through the first.
Yeah. Okay. It's all about the first inning for Paxton. We've seen it all year. There's no way to get around it. He's going to see at least Springer and Altuve. Springer's been struggling. Altuve has not been. It's all about the first inning for Paxton. Interested to see how juiced up he is. It'll be interesting to see what kind of number he's hitting with his fastball. And now all the numbers are leaking out. KT Sharp was on it first. I don't know if you saw, like, James Smythe tweeted out today like he was breaking news. The Astros struggle against fastballs 95+. So if Paxton has that good fastball today and he's popping it, that could be significant. I think we're going to see good pitching either way. At the first inning of all these playoff games have seemingly been the best opportunity for every team to score. It'll be interesting to see if second time through the lineup for Paxton, if he does run into a bump, is Chad Green going to be ready to go? Is someone else going to be ready to go? That's what you're watching for the Yankees. Houston, I mean, the pressure's on them. They need Justin Verlander to go through the lineup three times. They need at least seven. And again, you should expect that. But if he doesn't, they're in a tough spot.
Even with seven, I'll take the chances with two innings against their bullpen if it's close or tied.
Yeah, Smith and Ozuna.
Probably need 10 innings negative runs for Verlander.
Well, it'd be huge for Houston.
It would. Damn. It's kind of scary to think about.
Be a memory.
Pitching path to victory, all hands on deck. Paxton, the plan, Paxton twice through the order, and then Ottavino/Canley, depends on who's out there. Maybe Chad, depends on who's, where we are in the lineup and all that stuff. The score. But if it's close and they need to use all the pen, happy to.
Yeah, I think a mini what to watch for would be how do George Springer's two at-bats versus Paxton look like? Because Springer has been struggling these playoffs, and it could be very important if James Paxton is coming up through the lineup. It's about to be the third time through. If he's looked good against Springer, you might push Paxton to go against Springer again because he gets one more at-bat versus the lefty, Brantley. If he doesn't look good against Springer, I mean, that's going to be the end of his leash.
Yeah, Springer's looked so bad lately too, so it kind of is like even extra, like, get Springer.
And I mean, especially if it's coming, you know, 4.2 innings, 4.1 innings, if you could have Paxton finish an inning, get through Springer and Brantley. That's what I'll be watching for a little bit.
Carlos Correa's not hitting that well, Jake. And I saw a video of Carlos Correa working out in the gym. And I thought Carlos Correa was a cool dude. He turns out in this one 10-second video I watched, he wasn't. He was a weirdo.
Proposed after winning the World Series.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, adds up. Yeah, he's like wearing these weird shorts. Looks like a Ricky Martin backup dancer. And he's doing this work.
Well, what column are you putting that in?
Weird.
Because I think it's different for me.
Okay, well, yeah, you probably like his outfit. You'd fake like this. Like, you'd watch this video and be like, oh, I love it, but you know he's a weirdo.
Okay.
And then he like looks at the camera, like mean mugs the camera. Mm. And I was like, whoa, I thought you were cool. Turns out you're kind of a weirdo. So no. I based my whole entire thought process on Carlos Correa on that 10-second video I saw.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of Astros fans are blaming his wife for jinxing them. It's really mean. It's mean-spirited. Don't do that, Astros fans. But she posted like ALCS champs instead of DS champs. Now they're saying she jinxed it. It's mean.
Need a scapegoat.
Yeah. Yeah. Springer's the one that proposed, they're saying, not Correa. I thought it was Correa.
It was Correa.
Yeah, I thought it was Correa. Cool. All right, I thought we were going to have updates by now on Stan from Boone, but we don't. So let's move on to the Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft on the 7th day. Jake, I am so proud of you.
Yeah,
should be. All season long, You crushed the homer draft. You just kicked me up and down.
Who's going to hit homers?
You just kicked my butt, you know? You really got me. And so far, there's been four games in this postseason, and you have correctly predicted four home runs. One of them you stole from me, but I'm still proud of you. Yesterday, you had Gleyber and Stan. Guess who homered? Yeah. Gleyber and Stan. Now, are we mad at you that Stan gets injured after he homers and you were kind of part of that? Yeah, we are.
Oh.
Okay, but we're still proud. So you get the first pick today. No, you don't.
Play for keeps.
You don't get the first pick. I lied.
No.
I get the first pick.
You get the first pick today.
Versus Verlander, huh?
You are nervous. I don't like how you're looking at the screen right now.
Verlander. Fuck it, dude. I'm going DJ LeMahieu.
Okay. I like it. You catch one of those high fastballs.
To right? We're both picturing the same thing? Insane.
I didn't say that.
I know. I was picturing it with you. Almost knocked my headphones out of my ears.
Well, the first pick should have been Didi Gregorius. Didi has pretty good numbers versus Verlander. Bat in ninth. Get that out of here. Didi probably batted third when we saw them in the 27 ALCS. Now he's batting ninth currently. With the good numbers.
Pick scam. Pick him. You won't. Oh, wow.
I had a feeling today. I saw this hat. I haven't been wearing it as much lately. The Jake Sucks has been a mainstay. And me and this hat kind of had a stare off like, okay.
Today's the day. Okay.
It's the talk of the office. So, yeah, I think Gary. I'm gonna cheat a little bit. I'm going to cheat a little bit with Gary. He's either going to hit – I did this early in the year. Either Gary's going to hit one of his line drive right center home runs or straight fly ball pop up into the Crawford seats.
Okay. Okay. I saw a scam Newton jersey on the Bear Bryant statue. And you know what I did? I'm taking Cam.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Feels part of the DVD.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be something to be bold.
Also.
What's that song?
We mentioned it briefly. James.
Yeah.
Oh, God, his little head's running away from his body. We mentioned it briefly. What the hell is Aaron Hicks thinking right now?
Like, he's like, I told you I was healthy. You trusted me and you put me on the roster.
You put me on the team.
And now I don't play.
I understood you had Stanton out there instead of me. I got that. Maven?
Look at all these people tweeting me. What's your take on Stanton? Tune into the pregame show. Tune into the show in which I give all my fucking thoughts every day. Jake, be careful. You're dropping your head too low. No one can see that ugly face of yours. Oh, gross. Oh, wow. Someone in the chat was like, Titty Boy Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my old rapping name.
What's the over-under?
Did you know 2 Chainz used to be his? He had like one hit song before he was 2 Chainz. He used to go by Titty Boy.
It's a good name.
Yeah. He rebranded. 2 Chainz worked out.
Yeah. Don't cheat this time because you've been cheating like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
What do you
think? I've been trying to research and get information on the games like a fucking idiot.
What do you think the over-under is? It's got to be 8 or 8.5.
What do you think will come from this? I don't like the look of this. I'm going to go balls out and say they do it at 7.5. How about that?
Oh, wow. Jake doing something cool, being bold. You gotta be cool. something to be bold. Dude, it's from 10 Things I Hate About You. Gotta be...
7.5
7.5
Yep.
Is it You Gotta Be Brave to Be Bold?
Yeah.
The fuck? I just watched 10 Things I Hate About You, and it's like... We gotta... I can't think of it. I'm taking the under, man. Like yeah. I said, if both teams get through, if both starting pitchers get through the first scoreless, I think we're looking at a good low-scoring game. But also, Yanks by 20?
It feels like 2-0 or this game is the shit show game of the series.
Sal Morale with the assist of the century. You gotta be cruel to be kind is the song. There's no bold in it.
No bold.
You gotta be cruel to be kind. Damn. I don't even understand what that means. Just be kind is what I'd say.
Be kind, rewind. I've never seen that. I have to watch that sometime.
It's not that good.
I know.
Yeah. You'd probably laugh at how bad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Story of your life.
Story of my life. I held her close.
Parting words. Jake's final words of the pregame show.
Urshela.